Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Let's Talk About It.
Hello.
I am your host.
Oh, my bad.
Taco Zombie. And you are?
My name is Brenda. B.
B.
Makeup by B.
Makeup by B. So today, we're going to be fucking eating. And yes. Staring at the camera and do, what are the, ASMR?
ASMR.
As we eat. I burp a lot when I eat too. But wait, what is this?
We're eating and we're talking. It's called mukbang. You always like
mukbang. When you tell me mukbang, I was like, is that like a Pokemon? What is that? Like, what the fuck?
Mukbang.
A Pokemon.
Mukbang. Hello, April. Welcome to our channel. I was gonna say welcome to my channel.
Welcome to my channel.
I'm gonna eat because I'm starving.
All right, so we're just gonna be eating and talking.
So are you gonna show like what we got though?
All right, so everybody, I drove 30 minutes just to get this shit, and I drove 30 minutes back, and we got, oh shit, fucking Cane's, man. Yeah, if you guys never ate Cane's, you have to eat Cane's. Cane's is fucking, it is bomb. It's delicious. Like, mm-hmm. You have no idea. And, like, I'm going to take my first bite, finally. But not really, because I took a bite already. Because I was hungry. I took a long drive. I think I deserve a bite before we start the podcast.
So, yeah, for those of you that have not tried Cane's, you have to try it. It's actually pretty good. Mm. So, it's basically chicken tenders, fries. They give you a Texas toast. And some cane sauce.
Yep.
Do you want to show them how you're supposed to eat it?
All right, you guys. Take notes. Everybody, take notes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, your soda's in the way.
My soda's in the way?
Yeah. I didn't say drink it. I said it's in the way.
My bad. I'm hungry. I can't help it. All right, check this out. Check this out. See? You put it on top of this bread. And you just dump a shitload of cane sauce all over that shit. Look. Oh, no. I dropped it. It's all on my finger. But it's okay. The best part is sucking your fingers afterwards. Let me move the mic back a little bit. That way you guys get this full view.
Wait, but you didn't even put fries on it.
Mmm. That's level two.
So you're not even eating it the right way because you're supposed to put fries on top of the toast and the chicken and then the sauce.
Wait. I'll do it right now. I'm sorry, you guys. This is so delicious. You guys really need to, if we're making you hungry, go to your nearest Cane's. Even if it takes you 40 minutes just to drive out there and eat. All right, here we go, you guys. This is it. This is it right here. Watch this shit. Watch this. See that drip? You see that drip? I'm already done with this cane sauce, and I'm only using it for one. And you eat it.
I don't eat it that way, because that's too much. I like to enjoy it.
Mm.
No?
Now that's just tastic.
All right, so what do we have? I was going to say on the menu for today.
For the menu, we got Cane's.
So
what are we going to talk about? What do we want? There's lots of, did you hear about that, a bunch of people from FaZe? You know what FaZe is, right?
The clan?
Yeah, the one that plays like Call of Duty competitively and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Some of them got kicked out.
Why?
For fraud.
What do you mean?
They were selling fucking bitcoins that were fake bitcoins, and they were just making money off of kids. And the worst part was, like, the money that they were making off of it, like, it, they were saying that they were donating it to charity, like for kids or something like that, right? But they weren't. They were just pocketing all the money. It's fucked up.
Before we get into that, right now that April is watching, you didn't get to see this. Oh, how can I show you? Oh, I know how I can show you. Okay, so last night I was texting, you know, April and Chicho, which are my cousins, for those of you that don't know. So I was texting them in our group chat. And April was saying that she was hearing noises.
Ghost. Your and house so is haunted now.
I was telling her, like, to go check and stuff like that, to go outside her room and go check. Mm-hmm. She said no, but I'm going to tell this story because it's so funny. So, what she doesn't know is my cousin, her sister, messaged me on Snapchat and said that that she was the one that was making noises and to go along with it. So I was like, okay. So, you know, I was texting April and I was like trying to tell her, like, just go out there, like, you know, just go check, like, it's probably nothing. And then I told her, like, her dog's name is Mamas. And I told her, I was like, just take Mamas with you, like, she'll probably protect you. And then she said, it was so funny. She said, she was like, Mamas is just as scared as her. So anyways,
they're all scared.
So my cousin recorded it, right? So I'm gonna see if I can show it.
You're gonna find it? You have it? You have the video?
She said she was gonna post it on Facebook. Let's see if she posted it. Wait, do we have her on Facebook?
I think so. We should.
Let me type in her name. She said, "Wow, you guys are mean."
Calling her out.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. How can I? Okay, let me expand it. Let me pause it real quick. Back to OBS. Poop browser.
You said poop browser.
Oh, I said poop browser and it's pod.
Why'd you say poop browser?
Okay. Okay. Are they going to be able to hear it?
I think so.
Okay. Here it is. I'm going to play it. So you hear my cousin laughing before she even opens the door?
That was loud as fuck. That scared me. Crying?
She's all wheezing.
My camera's blurry. That was hilarious.
But what's funny is that you can hear her dog barking as soon as she opens the door.
Scared her soul, that's what it was. That's funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I don't get scared that easily.
You don't, but when you do, it's good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not good, because then funny. I try swinging at you. My instant reaction is just, you know, fucking, I don't know. What if I accidentally punched you? You gonna be able to take it?
Then I would know you, like, I got you good.
It's like a reward. Mm-hmm. You see this black guy? That's from scaring Andy.
For real. Yeah, I just wanted to show that because I thought that was the funniest thing ever. When my cousin posted on Snapchat, I could not stop laughing because it got me. I was dying, like, when she was laughing before she even opened the door. She was trying to hold in her laugh, but she couldn't.
The best one is when you get scared and you fart. Those are the best scares. Because then, like, when you fart, because you just let everything go.
Wait, who does that? Who gets scared?
And farts?
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't. That's a lie.
Let's talk about the first time you farted.
Really? You would bring that up.
You guys want to hear the story?
You tell it.
Wait, what was happening? Oh, because you were cracking my back, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was cracking my back. And my brother was in the room too, right? Mm-hmm. He was there too. And like, somehow she fell on my back. And I like stood myself up like a dog, like on all fours. And she was
on my back. Well, you were laying on the floor with on your stomach.
Yeah.
And I was on your back and I was cracking it. Go on.
Wow, this is so delicious. I can't help it. Hmm.
So.
Yeah, so you're like on my back. And then I lift myself up. And like she fell. And she was like, her like
no.
stomach was on my back.
Yeah. I was trying to hold on to you. As you were getting up.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Mm-hmm. It was something like that. And I just remember just going like this. Like shaking myself. And you were like, stop. And you were like.
No, I did. It did not sound like that.
Every time I bounce, you farted on my back.
You are such a damn liar.
You were like.
It did not sound like that. It was one loud fart.
Nah, it was like.
No, it was one
loud
fart.
It was a little bubbly. It was a little bubbly
fart.
No. And then you started crying because you were like, you're laughing and crying at the same time. You were like.
It's because it was the first time that I ever farted in front of you.
You watch your back crack? Oh, yeah, man. Dude, back cracks are like the best, though. But that shit was bad. I lifted up myself, though. Like.
It's because it was the first time that I farted in front of you, so I was like...
So you cried?
I was embarrassed, but it was funny at the same time. So I didn't know if to laugh or cry.
So you did both?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And then the more you cried, the more you farted?
No!
I thought it was the funniest thing, though. Because like, as soon as I lift myself up, you were like...
It was one loud fart.
It was No. There was a couple little peeps in there. Like, it was like... Because it was every time I was, like, bouncing.
And I remember Brandon was, like, cracking up so much.
Yeah. That shit was funny. How's it going? We're doing good, man. We're fucking eating some fucking canes, man. Canes. And we decided to fucking...
What's it called?
Eat it.
What's it called?
It sounds like a Pokemon name. Is it Muckluck? Muckluck?
Makalaka? It's Mookbang.
Mookbang. Who bang? You bang.
Hello, Chicho. You missed it. I was just telling the story about April.
You missed it.
I showed the video and everything. It was funny, huh?
It was hilarious. Did she cry? Was she crying?
I don't know.
It looked like she was crying.
It did look like she was crying.
She was crying, wasn't she?
I don't know. Just got a text, April's going to kill me. It's because I showed the video on here. So I think that's why she said that. April, if you're still watching on Facebook, Chicho's messaging me through YouTube.
You can see it all through YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So your video is now available on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook.
Yep. It's all over the place now. Eventually, it's gonna be on World Star. Just give it a couple of more minutes. Be on World Star. Is World Star still like a thing? Do people still upload on World Star?
Wait, she said, yeah, I think she was. I think she meant to the crying.
She was crying? But it's like, is World Star still like a thing? Like, do people still like record and like upload shit on World Star? Like, that is like, because like I haven't really heard anything in a long time, anything about World Star.
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
April just,
chat, what do you guys think?
She just messaged on our group chat because, you know, my cousin's nickname is Chicho, which is like a bird.
What kind of bird is that?
I don't know, just a bird.
Remember when I called her a dodo bird?
You're dumb. Anyway, she put the bird emojis with the gun emojis, and she said dead. Oh, so funny.
Oh my god, man.
On the live,
I'm so hungry.
On the live today, I was telling them about the time that I scared you in the shower. Do you remember?
Because you were just standing there creepily, like just standing there.
So, it's really hard to scare Andy. I try my best to scare him, and sometimes it's just hard. So, one time, you know, he got home from work and he was going to take a shower. And I was like, this is a good time to get him. So, you know, we've been together, what, 11 years now? And I know when Andy is washing his hair. So, you know, I was like, this is the best opportunity. So as soon as I, because, you know, when he's washing his hair, his eyes are closed. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get him when he's washing his hair. So as soon as I heard him start washing his hair, I ran in the restroom. And, you know, in our restroom, we have our shower curtain. And then we have the clear liner that goes inside the shower. And so I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So he started washing his hair. And I got right in between the curtain and the clear liner of the shower. And I just stood there just staring at him. And when he opened his eyes... That was the funniest thing ever. That was so hilarious. Oh my god, that was like the best. I should have recorded it, but I didn't think I was gonna get you, so that's why I didn't record it.
Yeah, but I almost swung at you too.
I thought it was so funny.
How is funny?
You were like, you just put your hand up.
Cause I don't know what it was. Like, I was about to fucking, I don't know. Shit. Didn't we watch like a scary movie too or something?
No, babe, like, you had just gotten home from work.
Oh, yeah, my mind was probably like, eh.
It was funny, though. It was pretty freaking hilarious. Pretty freaking hilarious.
Nope.
Yeah. But.
Should we tell them about the BTS idea that we have?
It's your idea. It's not mine.
All right. Check this out. If anybody steals my idea, I'm suing them. Because I haven't seen anybody do this. All right, listen to this. Imagine like a BTS kind of like, what are they? Band members? Crews? Gangs? What are they? Army?
That's what they're called, army.
Okay, but what are they? It's like a band, right? They're a band?
The fans are called band. Army.
No, I'm talking about like...
But the band is, it's a group band, yeah.
Okay. So make another K-pop group band and just have them like sexy as hell. So all these girls can be really attached to them. And then like on their live concerts and you go and see, we'll have X-rated movies of the members of the band. Boom. And just fucking sell their porn only at their concert. So it'll only be exclusive. So the value of that... the copy of the thing will be a lot more because we'll only make a certain amount of copies.
But it wouldn't really be, like, exclusive because the people who would buy them would be able to upload them and sell them, you know?
Yeah, but no. But we're going to have exclusive, like, I don't know, casing for it or something. Like, a CD, certain casing for it. And then we'll make it, like, into gay porn. If they, like, girls might be into gay porn or straight porn. Just no bestiality shit.
I don't know.
Right? I was thinking, like, it would be a great idea to make a K-pop, like, crew. But they make porno on the side. And, like, I know there's going to be a lot of girls that would be want to buy this shit. Like, they're already, like, on, like, a lot of fucking, like, these K-pop people's dick. Like, it would just give them one more step.
It's because they tease us. So.
Right?
He said he walked in at the wrong time.
No, I'm just saying, like, isn't this a good idea? Like, think about it. Like, we make a
K-pop crew. But why they're so liked is because these girls, they tease the girls. So if you already give them what they want, they're going to be irrelevant after that. You know what I'm saying?
Not if they get,
No, they're going to be irrelevant.
But what if we make the 18 and older fans... into porn stars with them. Boom. Legal. That's legal right there, right?
Making porn. That's not legal because porn is they're making... using their fan base.
I think it's a great idea. I think they're going to pay. Like, there's going to be a lot of girls that are going to want to pay for that. Right? Like, I think so. I believe it. I know if I was a horny girl, I would do it.
Really?
Yeah, man. And it will, like, have a... It'll be great because, like, no, you know what? It'll be great because I mean, some they'll have, like, gay porn. Because you know how valuable gay porn would be? Like, because, like, a lot of girls like gay porn for some reason. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah. You like that gay shit.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's okay. It's okay. You know? You do you, boo-boo.
I think you're talking about yourself.
You can see me as a
I can see it.
No, I'm just saying, though, like, you just think about it, like, we'll have, like, a crew, and then they'll just, like, make porn. You can only buy their porn at their live concerts, and we'll only make, like, a certain amount of copies. They can make copies online and stuff like that and show it off, but they'll only have, like, a certain amount of hard copies.
Right? So, for those of you that are just getting in now, we're just doing a mukbang. We're basically talking about anything.
Pretty much
anything. We're talking about, we're you talking guys, out of our ass. Hey,
chat, you guys can talk about whatever you want to, like, on there. We'll just talk. Like, what I was just talking about, fucking K-pop porn. I think it would be a great idea, but I just got to come up with a great fucking name. How about Bling-a-ling Ding-a-ling?
What?
Yeah, shit, that'd be fucking, oh my God.
What the hell did you just say?
I don't know.
What?
I was going to say bling-a-ding, ding-a-ling. Bling-a-ding, ding-a-ling. I don't know. Something catchy.
I'm showing you up. Eat. I'm just going to look like a fat ass.
I'm sorry. I finished my food already.
Babe, there's more.
I know.
What the hell?
You guys, we are fucking eating canes. Hell yeah, canes. If you guys haven't had canes, fucking go right now. Look for your nearest canes and spend all your money there. Like I just did. Mm-mm. Nah, I'm just playing. But we bought a lot. We bought a fucking family pack. Like, and it's only us two. Who else are we going to share it with? You guys want some? You guys want some?
So.
You got that cane sauce.
What canes is chicken tenders with fries. And they give you like a Texas toast. And then they give you sauce.
Long Beach is getting canceled for what?
What is that? Long Beach Griffey? What is that?
Hold on. Look it up. Look it up. All right, we'll look it up. He's a YouTuber. Let's find out why is he getting canceled.
I don't think we have one of those over here.
What?
Canes.
But I'm getting canceled.
Why doesn't Andy look it up? Because I have the keyboard.
Yeah, I don't have nothing. I just got a touch screen.
Which one do I do?
That first one. Go up.
Brenda, put your foot down? What do you mean? So his last tweet was, I'm getting canceled. I've actually lost followers.
Show
if
it.
I knew having... Oh, duh.
Why don't you just show it so that way everybody can see it? It's all small as shit.
I know. That's what I was telling you.
It's okay. We'll read it out for you guys.
Read it.
Since I'm getting canceled. I've actually lost followers. If I knew I've had an opinion on... Those pedos. Can I say that?
I don't think you can say that word, but...
I don't know. But could get me canceled. I have spoken up about it years ago. Yeah, I don't get that. I've been noticing a lot of people like that, too. Like, a lot of people have
Wait,
been...
Wait, I was reading.
Oh, sorry. A lot of people have been getting, like, fucking canceled for speaking up for, like, going against, like, these people. Right? Like, these predators. And, like, there's this one guy. I thought it was fucking funny because like this one guy was calling out this guy. He was a transgender guy, right? But they found like a fucking a shitload of like CP on his computer. But that because he identified him as a he, he got canceled for a hate crime. What? Like, how the fuck does that happen? Like this guy was saying it because he said he called him a he instead of a she. Mm-hmm. And he got canceled for that. Instead of the whole point of him calling him out saying that he had a bunch of CP on his computer.
That's the cancel culture for you.
It's fucking retarded. Oh my god. Like,
I feel like our channel's not going to be able to last because of our opinion on things.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's stupid though, because there's a lot of people that do try to speak up about that shit and they fucking get in trouble for speaking up about it. Mm-hmm. And it's dumb. Like, god, I don't know, man. It makes me mad. Because it just feels like they're just trying to, I don't know, create a world of how they want to see it. And we're just trying to live it.
They want to get rid of people who...
who speak their own mind. Who want to defend other people. Who want to conjoin people instead of having hate and racism. I'm just saying. No.
I think they try to cancel people because they want to feel like they're above everyone else.
But they're like canceling the wrong people. Mm-hmm. Like... there's a lot of fucking bad people on there. Like, especially on YouTube, there's a lot of bad people. But, like, they're not canceled.
Like, Keemstar. How is Keemstar still able to, like...
like, James Charles. Mm-hmm. Like, how is this guy still doing his thing, man? Like, how is this... what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't get that shit. Like,
what's your guys' opinion on the whole fans only situation?
The only fans?
I think they're stupid. Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What's your opinion on it?
Honestly, I think...
because you know what's going on,
it's going to suck for them. For you a know lot what's of people. Going on, yeah, right? Yeah, they're canceling and they can't have any more like adult content on it, right?
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. Yeah, I think... I don't know. I mean, it sucks for the people that, like, they're making a living off of that shit. But, like, I don't know. That's the people... I don't think that's what they originally attended that app for.
You want some Aries?
I don't think they, like, attend... like, that's what they attended it for.
Why don't you come get some? We have a whole freaking...
what are you talking about?
Aries. We have a whole... what did she say? She said, how are you guys going to eat this in front of a pregnant girl?
Easy, like this.
We should be allowed to sell out titties if we want to. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can if you want.
If I want to sell feet pictures, I should be allowed to.
But then again, look, if you think about it too, if OnlyFans stops doing that, there's other apps that does the same shit. Like, it's not really going to make a big difference.
And y'all said no. It's because Andy was going to go to work. But Andy's off today and tomorrow. But OnlyFans was like the biggest one. The biggest
yeah, platform. No, I understand that. That was like the biggest one. But now, like, now that they're not going to do that, there's other apps that are going to be providing the same, like, service that
they and had. And what made them cancel it?
I think they wanted to be more, like, I mean.
Because I seen, like, their commercials and stuff, how they were trying to get people to, like, I saw a commercial on Hulu where. They were trying to make an OnlyFans for people who do, like yoga
instructors. They do that for music. Like, if you want to sell your own music on OnlyFans, like, they're trying to make it into, but, like, that could have fall into porno, too. Like, might as well. They would probably be making a lot more money if they would have kept the adult, like, I don't know. It could have been like a different
change. Yeah, I feel like they're going to be losing a lot of money.
They're going to lose a lot of money, but I think they're trying to go for a certain look. I think that's the thing. And then now that...
are they going to take off my eyelashes?
I think the reason why they're doing it now is because, like, they're fucking... it's like OnlyFans, like it's a known name now. A
lot you of watched people, it? Hey. No, I well, because OnlyFans accounts you're supposed to purchase, right? Purchase their membership.
Like subscribe to them, like
give them subscribe to them. Like that. I never did, but I think if Henry Cavill had OnlyFans, wait, does Henry Cavill have an OnlyFans?
No, he doesn't. I don't think so. Why would he need even?
I know he's rich. He doesn't need that.
Right. But then again, he's on Cameo, so I don't know.
They are allowing it now, though. What are they allowing? Sexy yoga poses? Put it on Chicho's bucket list?
Yeah. But then there's some girls that, like, they do, like, they don't even do adult content. They just do, like...
They stopped it for a week and now allowing pictures and videos again. Oh,
they stopped it?
In that 1 week, I bet you they lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah, they probably did. They're like, you know what? We kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah. But,
Let's go back with porno. Compete against
Pornhub. If Henry Cavill had an OnlyFans, I would definitely be spending my money on that. Who would you be spending your money on, Andy?
No one, man. I'm not going to spend my money on someone to look at
Babe, naked. It's only like $5,
at,
I think.
I could look at as many titties as I want on Pornhub. Like,
a celebrity. Because celebrities aren't on Pornhub.
Yeah, but then again, the fappening. I've already seen the fappening, so it's okay. If anybody doesn't know what the fappening is, let me tell you a story.
So I heard you can post pics, but they can't expose that much. Really?
No, yeah. It has to be like a... Because now there's like there's the people that do in there, they do like cosplay and stuff like that. But like lewd. Is that how you say
it? Hub Porn pays 500 per 1,000 views.
Yeah, I know. Watch our videos.
We don't have any videos. You think if we had any freaking videos on Pornhub, we would be living in an apartment?
Yeah, that's true.
We would be living in a house. All our bills and stuff would be paid off.
I would have free Pornhub premium.
The only thing is, I don't think I would be able to do it. I don't think I have enough balls for that.
I do.
I know you do, because everyone in your freaking family has basically seen your penis.
Yeah, that's true.
Andy, you got bigger titties right in front of you. You don't need OnlyFans.
I never wanted OnlyFans. What are you talking about?
Yoga poses? Yeah, my back is already broken. You don't have to show your face. I know you don't have to show your face, but like...
Can we wear like...
Andy has a damn tattoo on his chest that everyone already knows about. And the one on his leg.
Well, I like that one. The one on my chest is like, if I could get it fixed.
I have one on my back that everyone pretty much knows about. Like, I feel like there would be features that show up on there that everyone would kind of figure, like, wait a minute. Is that who I think it is?
Mm-hmm. Like, I know that indent in that butt cheek.
Yep, those boobs are dangerous. Knock everything down. So, for those of you that don't know, I was, let me put my lashes away because I feel like I'm going to lose them and they're brand new. So, I was doing my makeup live yesterday. And yesterday, I was having, like, such a damn freaking bad day. So, basically how it started out was I went on live and my cousin messages me that she can't hear me. So, I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to turn on my mic. So, I had just poured myself a cold, ice cold glass of soda. Brand new. I haven't even, like, sipped one drink of it. So I reached over to turn on my mic. And when I went to go sit back down, my freaking boob hit my straw. And it just freaking fell all over me. All over my stomach, my legs, the floor.
I was about to fall asleep, too. And all I hear is, son of a bitch.
Did I cuss? I don't even know if I cussed. But,
and I was like, ah, shit. She
yeah, and then, like, every time, like, I place my brushes down and stuff, like, right here, my boobs always hit them, so they fall on the floor. That's why I'm always, like, losing my stuff on the floor, because my damn freaking boobs. So, anyone that wants to pay me, a couple hundred for these boobs, I'll give them to you. So, if you need boobs, and you're willing to pay me for them, I'll give them to you.
I'll pay.
I was so freaking pissed. Like, you have no idea. So the whole live, like, I was just in a mood because of that. My makeup was, like, not coming out how I wanted it to.
She was very gassy.
I was not gassy. Shut the heck up. So I was just like, I'm over it. I didn't even do the look that I was supposed to do. I just ended up going with like an everyday look or something like that. But I was just so was so fucking pissed.
Yeah, well, it happened.
Are you full?
Yes, I'm full.
I'm full too, but we're supposed to keep eating.
I don't know if I can. I'll have diarrhea. Really bad diarrhea.
What does Andy say about you getting a breast reduction?
No.
Look, Chicho said she'll take them.
No.
Why not? I hate them so... Can I at least go down, like, 2 cup sizes?
No.
I hate them so much. Like, you have no idea. I have back problems.
I have back problems.
They're like... They come, like... They don't even want to go forward anymore. Now they come out from the sides. Just lay them Pretty soon they're going to be coming out from my back.
Just put them on my face.
No.
That's the only way that wakes me up. It just... Oh, shit, I gotta go to work.
I'll slap you with my hand. No, I hate them so much. I hate them.
I like them.
I hate them.
I like them.
I remember when I used to be, like, small.
They're hypnotic.
And I used to think, like, oh, I can't wait till my boobs are big. And now I'm just like, I freaking hate them.
Not because you have back problems?
It's not just back problems. It's like...
Because I have back problems,
they too. Get in the way, like...
I got kicked by a horse. Like, I know what the back problems are.
Look, I had to put my shirt in my hair in front of my shirt because I knew I was going to be dropping food. And you know how, like, my boobs always catch the food.
Yeah, that's why I keep on telling you to put in, like, one of those bibs.
I'm not going to be wearing a bib every time I eat.
Yeah, I bought you one.
You did not buy me a bib. Shut the hell up.
Oh,
yeah. But, anyways, wait, so really, you, like, let's say Zooey Deschanel had an OnlyFans. You wouldn't buy her membership?
Nah.
No, you're lying.
I wouldn't pay for porn. I just wouldn't pay for porn. I just don't see.
Well, I would definitely be spending money. If
that's
Henry,
you. I wouldn't.
If Henry Cavill.
That's me. Why would I want to pay for something where I can?
I know he's lying. He's lying. I know he's lying. Andy, come on.
For Zooey Deschanel, nah.
What if Zooey Deschanel had a specific channel where it was thigh-high socks and cosplay? Would you purchase it?
Yeah, that would probably.
See, okay, there you go.
But not for to see her naked. If it's a cosplay stuff, I like that stuff.
Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be naked. Then, yeah, her in thigh-high socks and cosplay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like being naked all the time and just taking naked pictures.
Well, not all OnlyFans are nudes. Like, they do certain things. Like, there's a few people. I mean, it's because I've read articles and stuff like that, so I know of it. I don't have one. But there's, you know, people that dress up or, like, whatever you're requesting is what they give you.
Butthole pictures. It was nothing but butthole pictures.
That's disgusting.
Before and after using the restroom. No, just kidding.
You're so nasty.
Oh, my God. I wonder if people will actually request that shit. Like,
a two-tone pee-pee? What the hell's a two-tone pee-pee? Is that like when the tip is darker than the girth or whatever? Sure, Brenda, you don't have one. No, I swear, I don't have one. But I'm telling you, if Superman, Henry Cavill, were to ever get an OnlyFans, I would definitely be spending my money on that. But anyone else is not worth it. Wait, what's a two-tone pee-pee?
What is a two-tone pee-pee?
Oh, the tip is pink.
Isn't it always pink?
Well, you just gave your freaking... You gave away your penis, what it looked like. You just said, isn't it always pink?
Yeah, I mean...
No, they're not always pink. There's some where, like, the tip is like...
some brown or what?
Yeah, like, dark.
Orange?
Probably for, like, the redheads.
Orange? Redhead?
I mean, I don't know. I've never
Yeah, because if you're a redhead, you have a...
I've never seen
you have an orange penis.
I've never seen a redhead's thing before, so... I mean, maybe it is orange. Have you ever seen... Well, like, okay, like a redhead girl. I'm sure you've done it with a redhead girl.
No, I haven't.
You never done a redhead girl?
No, I've never done a redhead girl. Look it up.
This is no mukbang. We were eating, but we kind of got full.
Yeah. I don't think we should look it up because the camera's right there.
I know. We can't look it up, Aries.
We'll look it up afterwards.
Oh, let me look him up.
What the fuck is a mukbang? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, too. Like, what the fuck is
that? He said, what the fuck, this no mukbang. So he knows what a mukbang is.
What is a mukbang? I don't
know. We're supposed to be shoving food in our face. Okay, I'm going to look him up on my phone.
Yeah,
just on your phone. What was his name again? Bruce Venture.
Mukbang. All right, I'll try to stuff my face right now.
So, I've never seen a redhead's penis.
A redhead's penis.
Is the tip red?
No, it's orange.
Orange? Or whatever it's called. No, I'm being for real. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah. His helmet matches his drapes.
I don't like it.
Because I'm only here for Andy.
I don't like it.
Because I'm only here for Andy. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
He said for Andy's butt. You want to show your butt real quick?
No.
You don't want to show your butt?
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Oh, now all of a sudden you have an OnlyFans. Brenda's face. You saw my face? I don't like it. I've seen prettier ones.
Whose? Because mine's not pretty.
I wonder if Henry Cavill has any leaked pictures out there.
Of his nipple.
I'm going to look it up right now. This guy? Like, who created this guy? He's so freaking sexy.
Who?
Superman. Henry Cavill. Oh. Leaked photos.
Post my booty pictures. No, I'm just gonna skip all that and then just have like those rectal cameras and just shove it in my ass and just take pictures of that. Going all in.
Wait, what is this one? This one's covered, so I can't see it.
Brenda's over there looking at penises and I'm over here eating. We're both having meals.
Stupid! I did, but it's all whack content. Wait, what does it mean? About the OnlyFans? Wait, Alex had an OnlyFans? Or he was subscribed? Wait, what's going on? You gotta catch me up.
You should have been up with it. You're too busy looking at penises over there.
Only one person. And you already know that I like him. So the other day, Andy sent me this video, or this TikTok, of a guy talking about like how if a girl has a celebrity crush, she's basically cheating on her husband, right? Or some shit like that, right? Right, babe?
Yeah.
So he sends that to me because he knows that I'm like, I wouldn't say obsessed, but like, I have a crush on Henry Cavill, who plays Superman. So he sent me that because I had because in the TikTok it said like,
hell yeah, get Cane's, get extra sauce for me, get the fucking the cup of sauce. They're gonna go to Cane's in the next city. That's what I had to do.
Two cities over. Where are you guys going to? That's not cheating. Exactly, it's not cheating. And I guess apparently the guy said in the video that if she is willing to basically leave you, like if he becomes available and he's willing to, you know, be with her and she's willing to leave you, then it's cheating or whatever. But it's like, do you get slaw or extra bread? When we order Beaumont, isn't it super far away from here?
Beaumont. No. That's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Oh. When we get individual meals, I get extra, no coleslaw, extra fries. Andy gets no coleslaw, extra toast.
Yeah.
But anyways, so.
Like 20 minutes?
Let's go. So he knows, like, you know, if Henry Cavill ever showed up in my doorstep and said, I want you
to know I'm gay. Okay, go on.
He's not gay. You're just hating.
Like that's your last option. All the other ones that you like are gay.
Who?
The guy from Prison Break. The guy from...
I think he's handsome. I wasn't, like, all goo goo gaga for him. Who's the other one? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
All of them.
Whatever. Anyways, if he were to come to my doorstep and be like, I want you, I'd be like, peace, Andy.
I'd be like, all right, and just lock the door.
You can have everything. He'll give me whatever I want.
Like a hernia? A hemorrhoid?
Have you ever tried to get Andy to look like your celebrity crush? Andy can't pull it off. Andy doesn't have abs anymore.
I have him hidden away.
Like, Henry Cavill's one of a kind. I don't think anyone, like, will ever be able to look like him.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Tell me, who?
Every other Superman.
No, not even. Not even that other Superman that I like. As soon as Henry Cavill came into the story, I was like, damn. Change the way he dresses? Well, Henry Cavill wears suits. Andy used to wear suits a lot, but then he stopped. But we love dad bods. Yeah. Not me. I'm still in
she's always putting me down because of my dad bod.
That is such a lie.
You just said it right now, not me. About the dad bod. So you calling yourself out right there, like,
babe, you don't have a dad bod.
Excuse me. What is this?
That is.
What is this?
You're sticking
what
it out.
What is this?
Wow, you just made me sound like such a shitty person.
I'm just kidding. Just relax.
I'm
still working out. You know what I want to do? I want.
Yes, I call you McFatty, but babe, you're not like fat.
I want to get like super fat, and I want to become a sumo. Like I want to be.
No, then I would definitely leave you, cause babe, when I got with you, you had abs.
So.
What do you mean so?
Now I want sumo body.
No.
Why not?
Cause then I'm gonna be able to like. Hug you or like...
Yeah, you can.
No!
You just won't be able to wrap your hand around
If I it. Wanted to get with a fat guy, I would have got with a fat guy. I did not get with a fat guy, okay? I don't even sound like a bitch, but for reals, like... You know, like... No!
Why?
No!
Sumo bod.
No!
It'd be great.
You can't leave him for getting fat. Love is supposed to be unconditional. If he gets fat on purpose, then I'm sorry. Like, you're getting fat on purpose. Like, no.
I'm trying. Look at with this, especially with Mew, you're making me eat a bunch of...
like, we both... Excuse me? Excuse me? What did you say?
That you buy a bunch of canes.
Babe, you said you wanted canes.
I do want canes. I'm full.
Agreed? Agreed to what? But, okay, so when we first got together, we both were like... He was super skinny, and I was, like, decent, you know? I wasn't, like, humongous. And then, like, throughout the years, like, we both gained weight. I gained much more weight than he did, obviously. But it's not like I did it on purpose. It's just that Andy has a fast metabolism.
I poop a lot.
And at that time, like, I was just enjoying the relationship, you know? Like, we would go out to eat and stuff like that, and I regret it. If I could go back and definitely watch what I was eating, I definitely would. I would not gain as much weight as I am now. But it's not... I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm fat.
In his case, he's trying to do it on purpose, and that's not what I signed up for because...
What you signed up for?
Hold
on, let me read the contract.
I'm sorry,
again. Hold on.
No, listen to me.
It says Kane's chicken fingers.
No, listen to me because seriously, it's not what I signed up for because then I'm going to be signing up for health issues for him. And then I got to start taking care of him, especially if he becomes a sumo wrestler weight, like that's too much. That's too much to deal with.
Yeah, as but we it have is, to exercise too.
As it is, I got to deal with my freaking weight. I don't have to deal with your weight.
Your help is to wipe my ass. That's all I need you to do.
And I'm only going to do that when you get old, not right now.
I did it.
Babe, I was drunk. That's a different story.
I get a poop in a little bit. Will you be able to wipe my ass to repay me at least?
No, I am not wiping your ass. The only time I'm telling you, the only time I'm gonna wipe your ass is when you're old, okay? And you know what? At that time, when you wiped my ass, you had a choice. You could have said, "I'm not wiping your ass."
I didn't want to leave you a doo doo butt.
First of all, it was pee. I didn't shit.
No, you did.
I did not shit.
Yeah, you did.
Babe.
You did.
Babe, I did not shit.
She did.
Oh my god. Anyways. Oh my god. Yeah. But I guess what you're gonna... Are you gonna go take a shit right now?
No.
Oh, I'll tell the drunk story when he's taking a shit.
No, what drunk story?
She said, tell that drunk story.
Just tell it.
I want to hear it too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I always thought it was for my 21st birthday, but I guess it wasn't. I was wrong about that. But,
She was all drunk.
When we were working, when we lived in Nevada, we were working at the casinos in Stateline. And, I wanted to have, like, a birthday party. Because, you know, I had never really had, like, a birthday party from, like, the time that I started drinking. So, I wanted to get drunk and stuff like that. So,
lit.
I've told this story many times, but I'll tell it again.
You said you leave out that one important part. That's the thing.
What? I don't know what important part you're talking about.
The part where I had to wipe your ass.
Okay, hold on. We're not even there yet. So... My boss at the time, as a birthday present, he rented out one of the suites to me. And so, you know, me and my friend at the time, we went to go decorate, and it was like freaking 10 o'clock in the morning that we went to go decorate.
Yeah.
So from that time, me and her had started drinking, and we were drinking like everything, like, you know, we were drinking like margaritas, beer. We were taking shots, like, just, like, we were drinking whatever, like, anything and everything. So, you know, by the time everyone started showing up and stuff like that, I was already freaking, I was drunk. I was drunk by the time everyone started showing up. And
she kissed me, and I got drunk.
She said, babe, I'm in the car waiting.
Alex, she's waiting in the car for you.
Our security friends had shown up, and, you know, I was already, like, all freaking hyped up and stuff, and so, wait, who the fuck is this friend? Michelle.
Ooh, someone's getting jealous.
Michelle Esquinillas. So when the security guys got there, I was like, oh, let's take shots, because we were, like, cool with them, like, we were really cool with them. And so they were like, all right, we'll take a shot with you. So, you know, we're all taking shots, and I think I took, like, maybe 3 shots with them. And...
No, you took more.
Was it more?
Yeah, because every time someone came in, you would take a shot with them.
No, but I'm talking about just, like, Jimmy and Daryl.
Oh, okay, yeah. When we first started?
Yeah. Okay. And so, anyways, So I was, you know, I was super freaking drunk. I was so drunk. I remember, like, every time I went into the restroom, because my bladder, I don't know what the hell is wrong with it, but every time I drink, like, I go to the restroom, like, every freaking few minutes. Like, it's just crazy. Like, the alcohol goes in and comes straight out. So I remember, like, every time I went to the restroom, like, I would look at myself in the mirror and I would be like, Brenda, you're not fucking drunk. Get it together. Get it together, girl. I was just fucking talking to myself.
Staring in the mirror like... You got this.
Yeah, for real.
You fucking got this.
No, for real.
And you're all looking everywhere like, you fucking got this.
I'm seeing like 3 of me. So, anyways. Okay, so then we end up doing the cake, right? So, you know, they're singing me happy birthday. I'm like smiling, blah, blah, blah. And then I blow out the candles. And who fucking smashed my face in the cake?
I don't remember.
So someone...
I think everybody did.
Someone smashed and... Someone smashed my face in the cake, but let me just say that I had makeup done. My makeup was done, my hair was done, I had a dress on, everything. Yeah, someone fucking smashed my face in the cake. And from that moment, I fucking blacked out. I don't remember shit after that. Like, literally nothing. Like, the last thing I remember is just my face going in the fucking cake. That's the last thing I remember. And, you know, I guess you can tell the rest of the story because I don't know.
Well, we took you to the restroom, cleaned your face, and you just started fucking puking.
I started puking?
You started puking a lot. And then we were in the toilet puking, and then I wasn't in there because they kicked me out.
Who was in the restroom with me?
It was, I don't remember. I know Michelle was in there with you.
Was it the two Michelles and Pua?
I think so. And then, like, you're, like, puking. And then that was when Michelle kicked everybody out, and you're in the restroom. And you're like, oh, I need to use the restroom. So we sat you down to the restroom and used the restroom.
Wait, who sat me down?
I don't remember.
Wait, were you and Michelle in the restroom with me when I was peeing?
No. Michelle already left at that time. Because, like, she was kicking everybody out, and then she left. And then I came back, and you were sitting down in the toilet.
Wait, so when I took a shit or pee, whatever you say, no one was there anymore?
No. Everybody left.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought everyone was there witnessing that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just locked you in the restroom and said, like, just stay in there for a little bit.
Stupid.
No, like.
You should have just fucking thrown me in. Because another one thing I do remember after I blacked out is telling people not to leave. I do remember that. I remember telling people don't go. Because it was only, like, what, 8, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, but you were, like, puking everywhere.
Who gives a shit? I was fucking having fun. Like, just fucking throw my ass in the shower. Let me cool down. You know, give me a fucking a bread or something. And let's fucking continue the fun. Is that what's going to happen to me? Yes, Chicho. That's definitely what I want to happen to you. Because that was the best fucking party ever, honestly. The best party ever. So, go on with the story.
Oh, yeah, so after they all left, I came back, you were sitting down in the toilet, but you fell asleep on the toilet.
I fell asleep on the fucking toilet?
Yeah. And then, like, I was like, are you done? You're like, I can't wipe. And I was like,
I told like, you I couldn't wipe?
Yeah, and I was like, did you pee or poop? He was like, I peed. And I looked, and there was shit in there. I was like, well, I guess this is not to be done. And I was just like, God, it's on my finger. No, just kidding. I was really careful because I triple layered that shit. I looked like a mummy by the time I was done with that shit. There was no toilet paper. I was just like wrapping up. I was wrapping up on my face and shit, just going in there. Like, all right, I'm going. I'm fucking going.
Wait, how are you? How were you still with me after that?
Because I love you.
Should have put her in the shower. I'm telling you, he should have put my ass in the shower. Sounds like you guys are going away party. That was fun. Alex and I got in the hot tub with our clothes on. What? You guys did? I don't even remember that. Our going away party.
I think I kind of remember it.
Did we get drunk too?
Yeah, I got really drunk.
I don't fucking remember.
I got really drunk. I remember getting really drunk.
Are you
going
to clean my butt too?
No, that's your problem.
Would I clean her butt? You know what? I would. I definitely would because you know what?
Well, you clean her ass, but not mine. All right, I see how it is.
Babe. No, what I'm trying to get at is because I'm the one that I want her to get like that. So in this case, I'm putting her in that situation. So I have to. I have to clean her ass. I have to.
Your ass is going to be clean.
And I'll make sure it's clean, Chicho. I'll use the butt wipes, everything, how I told you guys. It happens. It's fucking, you know what? Like, that was a good time. That was a good time. I'm sad everyone left. But from the beginning till that moment, like, it was fun.
Yeah.
You didn't get drunk because we all cried at the end.
Yeah, you got drunk.
Remember? Oh, you did get drunk.
Yeah.
I did?
The going, yeah, we all drink.
I know. I remember drinking, but I don't remember getting drunk.
I don't remember. Like, I remember.
You better, because you said you were going to take care of me. I am. I'm going to take care of you, I promise. Well worth it, for reals. But you know what? The only thing that fucking sucked about that day was I had to sleep next to a trash can for like a week, huh? Because every time, like, I would just, like, feel so sick. Like, I couldn't even eat nothing because I felt so sick. And I just, I know, after that day, just smelling alcohol, it would take me back to that time. And I would just feel so sick. Like, I felt like I was drunk again. Just smelling it.
I've gotten pretty blacked out drunk. To where I popped, two blood vessels. Remember? I popped two blood vessels in my eye.
Yeah.
One in each eye. I popped two blood vessels
Your fucking
eye.
Eyes are red.
Yeah.
Both of them?
And the bottom was black, remember? That's where the blood vessel popped. And it was, black under my eye.
He was throwing up so badly. It was for New Year's one year.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, we were driving back home because we were celebrating it at his aunt's house. And we were driving back home.
It was that fireball.
And as soon as we got home, I think he meant to, jump on the couch to, lay down. But this dumbass missed the couch and he fucking landed on the floor.
No, it hit the corner of the couch.
Yeah, you hit the corner of the couch and you just fucking laid on the floor. I was like, get your ass up. That's not even the room.
And I remember my dad just he woke me up. He was like, here, I got you a coffee. He gave me a coffee. I took a sip. And I was like, bah! And I fucking just ran in the residence and started puking. And that's when I popped my blood vessels.
I've only ever got blacked out drunk that one time.
Yeah.
Have you ever got blacked out drunk again?
After that? No.
What about when we went to go hang out with Adrian and Daniel?
I mean, I was pretty drunk, but I didn't get super. I mean, I was blacked out.
So you remember crying and stuff?
No, I don't remember some of the stuff. But I wasn't as bad as that. I think. Maybe,
but if you don't remember that, that's
still the same.
It's still the same. I mean,
but I didn't.
Maybe it's not as bad as
the next day. I didn't have no hangover that day.
I kept telling you, fucking, you got to drink water in between your beers.
Really?
That's why I don't get blackout drunk anymore, because I know I gotta fucking drink water, because if not, I'm gonna be fucking bad the next day.
Yeah, that Christmas party though, I remember, as soon as you picked me up, that's the last thing I remember.
Picking you up?
Yeah, because we took a shot right after we left.
Wait, so you don't even remember being at Adrian and Daniel's house?
No, you know what, I do, I remember parts of there, getting there, and they were making food, and then from there, I just kind of, I don't really remember.
Andy cannot have
hard liquor. I get emotional.
He gets so emotional. Yeah, he cries and it's
I don't know why.
Fucking suck it up, man.
That's why I just
How are you gonna cry in front of your friends who barely know you? They didn't want to hang out with us for a while, and I'm pretty sure that's probably why. They're probably this fucking guy. Fucking weirdo.
He's fucking crying. What was I crying about?
You cried fucking four times.
I don't remember. I don't know why.
Okay, so one time you cried because of me, because you said that you love me and you didn't know why your family didn't like me and this and that. So one was because of me. Another one was because of your cousin Jerry. And then another one was for your brother and your sister. And then another one was for Voldemort. Or the troll, whatever you want to call her.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you cried four times. And I remember, walking to the car with the troll and to get her cigarettes. And all I see is Adrian coming out. And he's like, you got to go get your man. And I was like, what? Why? What happened? And he's like, he's fucking crying again. I was like, what the fuck did you guys say to him now? And I'm walking to go see him, and he's all there. His other friend Daniel's all hugging him, and yeah, he's just fucking crying. I'm like, this fucking guy.
This is why I just stick with beer. I'll be all right. At least with beer, I know about my limit. But with hard liquor, sometimes that shit sneaks up on you, and you just don't know when you're on the next level already.
I don't think I ever got emotional.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that shit. If I'm gonna drink hard liquor, I'll probably have a little bit, not too much, just enough. The only time I didn't really feel like that is when I drank the Grey Goose with Red Bull.
Cause we didn't overdo it with them.
No, but I did yell at the lady from McDonald's.
Was that with Grey Goose?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we ever tell that story?
I don't know.
Do you want to tell it?
You tell it. It was your story.
No, you were there. That was. But, I don't remember going to McDonald's. I just remember.
But say the beginning, like how it all started.
Okay, so we went to this was where we're at. Where was Whiskey Pete's at Prim? We were at Whiskey Pete's at Prim, and we were with a friend of mine, Herschel, and another friend of mine that was. But he wasn't. He was working. At the time, but we were just still hanging out with him, and the last thing I remember was like arguing with my friend that was working about the fucking NSYNC, telling that NSYNC was like one of the greatest boy bands.
Yeah.
And he was saying that NSYNC was not a great boy band.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're fucking crazy. It is. Like, you fucking make great ass music. Like,
You guys were arguing for a while.
And then, I remember just taking that last shot. It was the Four Horsemen one that they gave us, or whatever the Herschel
gave. I have no idea.
He was like, yeah, he's like, it's called the Four Horsemen. He's like, you ready? I was like, yeah. And we're like, fucking drank that shit. And after that, boom, I was done.
Herschel's all fucking throwing the olives and shit on the floor. And wait, was it olives or pickles? Peanuts?
Yeah, no, they were like olives.
Was it olives?
Yeah, because they were inside the cup.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? His friend that was working, he ended up taking his lunch break, right?
Yeah, he was hungry, so.
And we were going to go back home, too, so we stopped at McDonald's before going back home. And, you know, we took our orders and stuff like that, and, I'm driving, obviously, because I was the only sober one. And so we get our order at the drive-thru window, and Andy, you know, grabs a burger, and he bites into it, and he tells the McDonald's worker, he goes,
there's more into it, remember, like, as soon as we got there, I was like, oh, because as soon as we got into the micro intercom, because I remember my friend was telling me, like, what I said.
Yeah, you were just saying shit to her.
Yeah, because like, I guess when we first got to intercom, I was like, please don't spit on our food.
Oh, yeah. You said don't spit on our food. And we were all like, oh, she's definitely going to fucking spit on the food.
And then like when we got to the window, I was like, if you spit on our food, I'm going to spit on your pussy.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember that now. He did say that.
I was like, why the fuck would I say that? So, who the fuck says that? If you spit on our food, I'm going to spit on your pussy. Who the fuck?
So I remember looking at him like and telling him like, shut the fuck up, man.
And then that's when they gave us the food. And
so they gave us they gave us the food. He bites into the burger, and he goes he bites into it, and then he looks over to her, and he goes, "This burger tastes like your pussy." I was like, wait, first of all, how do you even know what her pussy tastes like? I was like, what the fuck? And you know, his friends were just in the backseat laughing and shit. I was like, oh my God. And I told her, I was like, I'm so sorry. He's fucking drunk.
I want to make a shirt.
Says this burger tastes like your pussy.
This burger tastes like your pussy. Who would buy that?
Is that even a compliment? Or is that what's the opposite of a compliment?
I don't know. Who would buy this shirt? You guys, tell me right now. Because I will make this shirt and I will make it a thing. This burger tastes like your pussy.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. That was a fucking great. That was great, though.
Well, anyways, the bad part of it is, so we get home, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fucking enjoy my food. This motherfucker ate my food. I was so pissed. You know when you're hungry, like you just cannot wait to eat that food? Now, can you imagine how it feels to not have your fucking food?
Yeah. I just remember waking up and I had like a bunch of like empty like McDonald's wrappers. And I was like, what happened yesterday? And you're like, why don't you go ask your friend?
Yeah, I was pissed because he ate my food.
So I was like, so I called up my friend. I was like, hey, man, hey, what happened yesterday? He's like, dude, come over. I got to tell you what happened. And that's when he told me everything. Because you wouldn't tell me. You were mad at me.
I was mad because you ate my food.
I know. So I went to my friend's and found out what happened. I was like, wait, I really said that? He's like, yeah, dude, that shit was funny. I was like, I was like, nah, I didn't say that. Did I really say that? He was like, yeah, you said that. I was like, why would I say that? Why would I say that? I have no control of what I say sometimes. I would never say something like that.
I remember another time, too. he got home. I was at work. No, I was at home, you know, just like fucking relaxing, whatever, watching TV. And he gets home like super late. And he had just gotten home from drinking with his friends. And he was in the restroom. And I think he was throwing up or peeing or something. I don't know. He was really drunk. But then I remember like waking up in the middle of the night and he like locked himself in the fucking restroom and he's like crying and he's like, oh, he's like, oh wait, why'd you lock me out? And I was like, what, dude, you're in the fucking restroom. You locked yourself in there. What the fuck? Man, he's something else.
Yeah. And this is why I don't drink that much. I only drink every once in a while. But it was fun drinking when I was cooking, though. I like that.
Cooking?
Cooking and drinking.
Well, they are waiting for your channel to come back up.
You guys, soon. I'm trying to get this, my schedule, like, steady. Because they've been giving me weird days off, and I don't like that. And I want to have a steady schedule so I can start streaming again, doing cooking with Taco Zombies, start cooking again. Because I like that. It was fun. It was tiring. But it was fun. The food actually came out good, and I was really surprised. Yeah,
cooking is it's a hassle cooking.
It is, but, like, the food came out really good, and that's what I really liked about it. I was like, holy shit, I was really surprised at how good it came out.
But at the same time, you have to be open to willing to try, like,
I mean, if I'm foods cooking, that you don't eat. I mean, most of the stuff that I made, I've never...
You eat pozole. What'd you make? You made pozole, birria, you eat those. What else did you make? Enchilada casserole, you eat that. What else?
I don't remember.
But yeah, you have to be willing to try like
different things.
Yeah, and you're just so picky with your food.
Yeah, it's true, I know. But I try different things. I still have that website saved so I know and like what I want to put in there or like
Meatball, what was it?
Meatball sub soup. That was actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
I mean, I didn't even know when meatball came in soup farm.
It was just basically fucking albondigas,
right? That's what I was thinking too, but like kind of different in a way because
it was just thicker. That's all it was,
and cheesier. It was super cheesy.
It was basically like the spaghetti sauce. It was spaghetti sauce with meatballs.
Yeah, without the noodles.
Without the noodles, yeah. Without a noodle. Oh, my goodness.
Man. Oh, this was... I'm full. Are you full? Because I can't
eat. Babe, I've been full for like a while now.
But then Obo was over here freaking out because she wants to go outside.
To the restaurant. But yeah.
But yeah, this was this was fun. I like this. We got to do more live stuff like this. And interact with more people. Because that's what I like. I like when people interact with us. And
well, we got to figure out what our next mukbang, what we can eat for our next mukbang. Yeah,
maybe we'll have a guest, because I don't think we can eat all this food by ourselves.
Yeah.
We need a guest.
Who should we take it to?
The food?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Your parents? Wait, did Aries and Alex want to go get Canes?
I don't know. We'll text them later to see. Hi, bums.
Oh, I think she meant Bulma. Bulma.
Are you trying to say Bulma?
Mm-hmm.
She's over there. She said hi.
You want to go see the puppy?
What puppy?
My parents' puppy? I want to go see the puppy.
Maybe. I gotta poop.
Anyways. But that's pretty much all we have for today. We just wanted to just do like a little thing, I guess.
Yeah, just a little session. We could talk, eat.
Eat. Just relax, you know? Chill. Not really have like a certain topic. Just kind of talk out of our ass.
Yeah, so let's talk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We're on our way as you speak to Canes. But yeah, you know, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. There'll be more of these because it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I like this. I like talking like with other people are like chatting with us and stuff. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like more interactive.
More interaction.
This is what I want to do. Like we got to do more live stuff. Like I feel like we should do like a double show where we do a live and then we do a podcast. But maybe later. Not right now. We'll do live every once in a while. Only on special occasions.
But anyways, at the end of the month, do not forget, we have National Ghost Hunting Day. We have not had people sign up to go with us ghost hunting. So if you are interested, please let us know, because we do want people to go with us.
Aries, you guys.
The only thing is, like, Aries is pregnant. I don't want the baby to pop out.
Okay, Alex. That's true.
Aries, if you can stand.
We don't want a demon baby.
If you can stand the scariness, then okay. But I do not want to be. We're going to have to sign a contract. I don't want to be responsible for the baby popping out. So, but yeah, if anyone else is interested, please, please, please let us know, because we are trying to get people to go with us. It's going to be at the end of the month. The last, what is it?
We still have to find a place, though. We haven't found
a good
place.
I'm taking care of that. Don't worry about that. You don't got to worry about that. I got you, boo-boo.
All right, you got it.
So please let us know. I'm taking care of the location. I think that's Alex's fault. So definitely let us know. It's going to be at the end of the month. Friday or Saturday are we doing it?
I would say on a Saturday.
On the Saturday?
Yeah, because most people are off on Saturdays. And I'll make sure that I have that day off, because I got to make sure that day I'm off. And we will be live streaming it. And if you guys want to live stream on your own channel.
All right, so it's going to be the last Saturday of the... Wait. It's the 25th. It's the last Saturday of the month. So it's the last Saturday of September. So if you guys are interested, let us know. So we can start kind of getting things together. We are going to be streaming it live on Facebook through our phones, just so people can get, like, you know.
Yes,
like,
but on our personal channels, not the
podcast?
Not the podcast channel. Unless we can, but we're going to have, like.
I could just do it off my phone on the podcast channel. And you can do it on your own.
On mine? Okay.
So it's going to be live. We'll let you know, like, what you guys need to bring and stuff like that.
Will we be able to do it to all three channels? Like, Twitch?
Probably not.
Well, we can see. We'll try. We'll try to see what we can do.
But anyways, so if you're interested, definitely let us know, okay?
Sign up. Send us a message. We'll also post, like, on our story on Facebook.
Oh yeah, it is going to be live, but we are also going to make it a podcast, so we're going to talk about our experience and stuff like
that. Yeah, we're going to include the footage in our podcast if we find anything or like stuff that I want to bring up, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's going to be great.
But yeah.
I'm excited.
So that's pretty much all we have for today's video. Do you want to add anything? What is it, a sleepover? Well, no, you got to bring like a flashlight.
A camera, your phone.
I don't know.
A shank, just in case there's
no something. No, because what if we try to scare them? They're going to fucking shank us.
That's true. Never mind. You guys come in empty-handed.
No, well, I'll let you know. I'll be just send me a message if you are interested, though, because I do need to come up with the list and stuff of who's going to go. But, yeah. Andy, anything else?
Nope, that's pretty much it. I'm excited for that, honestly. I really want to do this.
I'm not excited.
I'm going to be fully prepared. I'm going
to
see.
Can Hunter bring a vacuum? Sure, tell him to put on his onesie, too.
His onesie?
What is it called? The Ghostbuster thing?
Jumpsuits?
The jumpsuit. There you go. Like a Ghostbuster? Yeah, sure. Shoot. However you guys want to be dressed, go for it, man.
Yeah.
A pulse detector? Oh, we should definitely buy one.
A pulse detector?
Uh-huh.
We should buy some, like, I found, like, on Amazon, they sell, like, EMPs and stuff like that. And
oh, hell no, I don't want to be that fucking, like.
Like, at least, like, the thing so they can talk to us.
What I do want to do, though, is I do want to go to a church or something like that to get blessed before we do all of that. Because I don't want to bring any of that fucking negative energy back to the house, because I'm alone most of the time.
Yeah.
So again, if you are interested in going ghost hunting with us, it's going to be the last Saturday of September. If you are interested, send me a message, send Andy a message, send a message through the podcast, whatever. But yeah, just let us know so we can go ahead and put you on the list. We are looking for people to go with us.
Yep. The power of Christ compels you.
Oh my God. Anyways, but that's pretty much it. That's the live for today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. There will be more mukbangs coming along.
Yeah, this was fun. I like this.
Yes, and Sage. Yes, definitely. But yeah, if you guys have any recommendations for a future podcast,
if you want to be a guest,
If you would like to be a guest, go ahead and also message us. I'll be watching during daylight. We're going to go at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you guys next week, right?
Next week.
Also, don't forget my makeup video, my makeup lives. I am live Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., Fridays at 2 to 3 p.m., 2 or 3 p.m., depending how I feel. So go ahead and watch me, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Makeup by B. All right?
Yep.
Got to sponsor myself. Also, I do have a sponsor, Gasm Cosmetics, G-A-S-M, Gasm Cosmetics. They have eyelashes. They have colored liner, which you can use as glue for your lashes.
Good shit.
Use code B at checkout. That's B with three E's.
Just like her name on the bottom.
On the bottom. Oh, yeah. Ah, I forgot about that. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you guys.
What
was
that?
Ah! Shut up. Man, you always make, right. Everyone's always making fun of me. Okay,
bye.
Bye.